How many people do you know who struggle with their health? Chances are, whether they show it or not, most of the people in your life do. And chances are, you're one of them. Whether you're dealing with anxiety, depression, endometriosis, acne, eczema, autoimmune, thyroid, Lyme, brain fog, fatigue, or any other symptom or condition, you're far from alone. Living with symptoms has become the new normal. So no more guessing games. It's time to get answers. Welcome to the Medical Medium Podcast. I'm Anthony William.
Today, we're talking about tattoos. Now, I'm not judging anyone who's got a tattoo. And I'm not judging anybody who wants a tat. And I'm not pulling that old, hey, Sonny, don't do the tattoo. I wouldn't do that if I were you, to the young people. But there is something you need to know. Hang on for the ride. This is lightning. And I mean lightning. And you'll see why. Yeah. No, sit down. Sit down. You can hang out while I'm getting this tattoo right now. Ow. Oh. Okay. No, it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt. What am I getting? I'm getting this crazy lady that's got she's like a Medusa, right? And like snakes in her hair. And she's got a rose wrapped around her. And then she's got she's holding a sword, and it's got a skull on the sword. It's my design. I told the guy what I wanted. Yeah. And then on my thigh, I'm getting a Viking, but it's a Viking lady, right? And above her, it says Valhalla in red and orange with fire in the sky. And there's a whole bunch of people's heads on pikes all around. And there's this crazy old tree and tree trunk coming out of the ground, and then some gravestones all around it. It's just actually, it's incredible. And I love it. And my friend was designing it, and yeah. And then I'm getting something written across my rib cage. Yeah. Yeah. What kills you doesn't make, wait, what is it? It's written, it's, I got it on paper. It's like, what doesn't hurt you makes you stronger, or something like that. As of today, there are no sources of tattoo ink that are free of toxic heavy metals. And as of today, there are no tattoo inks free of metals. But I know there's some people out there that are just going to say, no way, not my ink. I know, because I got the assurance that my ink was cruelty-free. Cruelty-free. And not to mention, my ink was vegan and cruelty-free. So there's no way that's not my ink. I'm going to listen to the show, but this isn't me. I repeat, there are no tattoo inks available out there without metals. And there's something else you might want to know. There is a certain percentage of ingredients inside the tattoo ink that do not have to be exposed and do not have to be disclosed. Just like in food products, they can have a certain small percentage of ingredients, chemicals and so forth, all kinds of different ingredients that do not have to be disclosed. And just like supplementation, same thing. You could have a certain amount, a certain percentage of ingredients that are hidden, not disclosed to the public or the consumer, that are in there and nobody knows about. Well, tattoo ink is the same. These days, there are people out there that are really careful about what they eat, careful about what they drink, making sure that if they drink coffee, it's the best stuff out there. Like they even know the farms. Like there are people out there that are crazy about what's going on, what they put on their body. They're concerned. Whatever kind of cream, whatever kind of facial they get, whatever it is, they're all about, I don't put things in my body that shouldn't be there. Meanwhile, they'll be getting a tattoo. And those are the kind of people that if they want a tattoo, they're asking questions. Like, is this tattoo good? Is it clean? Is it cruelty-free? And the place they're getting it be like, yeah, here's our best inks. Here's what it is. And it's like, great. I feel good about this. Put it in my body. And that ink is not free of heavy metals. And that ink is not free of toxins. And that ink is not free of metals. Is that ink better than the ink 30 years ago? Probably. Is the ink better than the ink they used 50 years ago? Yeah, definitely. But how much better is it? Not that much better. And then there's the people that are afraid to speak up. No judgment, no anything like that. But they're afraid to speak up, so they go get a tattoo. They don't want to tell that tattoo artist anything. They don't want to say, hey, can you use this ink or what's your ink made out of? They're just afraid. They could have been recommended to the place from a friend, and there could be a huge waiting list because the tattoo artist is amazing, really good at what they do. They could have traveled across the country, around the world. Could be this one guy in LA, this one person in LA. It could be anybody. And they go and they're there and they're not going to say anything. Just sign the dotted line, just put it in, boom. And then there's the sanitary issues. The sanitary issues that are at hand. Literally, on the hand. Now, I know that tattoo artists, they change their gloves. They're not using the same pair of gloves, each person. And you'll never see a tattoo artist wear white gloves. And you'll never see a tattoo artist wear blue gloves. They'll wear black gloves. The reason why? It'll look like a murder scene. Now, blood is really tricky. Tends to get everywhere. It's not even like water. Water doesn't get everywhere. That's how crazy it is. Blood tends to get everywhere because blood is slippery. It's got a viscosity. And micro drops go everywhere. So when someone's getting a tattoo, the micro drops are flying. You don't see them. It's hard to see them. They don't leave a stain, but they fly. Now, there's a good chance your tattoo artist is just going to change his gloves between clients. And those gloves are laced with blood, the client's blood. Now, you would think it's flawless. Nothing bad could happen. The guy or the girl takes off their gloves, throws them away in the bio waste. But if you took a blue light over everything, you would see blood in weird places. You would see it on the table. You'd see it on the floor. You'd see it on the chair. You'd see it on the box they're drawing new gloves from. The very box that has brand new gloves. You would see it even on that box. But of course, you get a brand new set of needles for your tattoo. In years past, you wouldn't get a set of new needles. It would be the same needles. It would just be needles that went through a sterilizer. The guy would walk up to the incubator, sterilization machine, open up the door, pull a brand new needle out, not a brand new needle out, an old needle that was used before 100 times, take it out, say it was sterilized, attach it to the gun, and get to work. There are millions of people that had their tattoos done that way and have transmitted a lot of different bugs because of it, viruses, bacteria, but it's changed now. It's brand new needles in brand new packages. But what hasn't changed is other forms of contamination. Tiny blood smears, tiny blood drops everywhere. Any friends that I have that want to get a tattoo or have tattoos and want to get another tattoo, I tell them, be the first client of the day. Don't be the second. Don't be the last. If I was going to get a tattoo, I would bring a brand new set of gloves. Better than that, I would bring a box, my own box of gloves. Then I would make sure I was the first person and it was after the tattoo artist had a day off. This allows for any kind of germ warfare, any kind of pathogens, viruses, bacteria that could be from other people's blood that could be left anywhere, anywhere at all in the tattoo parlor, gives it a chance for there to be a die-off. Several years ago, I was in a tattoo parlor with a friend. My friend asked me to be there, wanted me to be there while he was getting a tattoo. So I was watching everything. So the tattoo artist grabbed some fresh gloves, put them on his hands, looked at me and said, is this good? He was being sarcastic because he knew I was there to just keep an eye on things because my friend said so. So I was watching everything. He also grabbed some new needles, brand new needles. He opened them up and he made a joke too at the same time. But he grabbed the new needles, unpackaged them, put them in the gun. He also told me how much he sterilized the place. He started to work on my friend. He was doing the tattoo. Everything was going pretty good. And I was sitting there, okay, not bad. And then I saw him. He took his right hand and he adjusted his stool. There was a little handle on his stool. And because each client had a different height, different weight, different size person, he would have to get himself comfortable, position himself just right, and he would have to adjust his stool. And then he had blood from this client, which was my friend, on his glove. And then he reached over with the hand that had my friend's blood on it and grabbed the handle to the stool. And then I said, wait a minute. Oh, hold on here. Wait a minute. And I had to give a 101 to a highly experienced tattoo artist, famous in LA, who has worked on everybody. I said, was that stool sterilized? And he said, no. I said, was the handle to that stool sterilized? He said, no. I said, you touched that on every client? He said, yeah. I told my friend, this is why you got to be the first client of the day. And this is why it should be after a day or two off that the tattoo artist had. Maybe if the tattoo artist took the weekend off, then it's Monday morning, first client. This way, you'll have a better chance for whatever was on that stool handle could have had time to die off. And this isn't ironclad. So the artist sterilized a chair, sterilized a stool, did some extra sterilizing everywhere else, did some alcohol rubs in different places, and then, of course, changed out the gloves and changed out the gun because he was touching the gun after touching the stool, then touching the gun, and put some new needles into. My friend, he was happy with his polar bear tattoo. I have to admit, came out freaking amazing. Almost made me want to get one, but I didn't. But I still told my friend, just because the ink was cruelty-free and vegan, it didn't mean it was metal-free or hidden toxin-free. My friend was bummed out to hear about the metal part, but he was happy it was cruelty-free. And I said, you know, that's good because they didn't experiment or torture the animals in the world to make your tattoo ink. What people don't know is that without the toxic heavy metals or metals at all, inside the tattoo ink, you can't get the pop, the shine. You need metals inside the ink so that when the sunlight hits your skin, it reflects off the metals. Without metals in the ink, any light hitting your skin, your arm, your body, your back, your chest, your face, your neck, you won't be able to see the tattoo. It won't be clear. It won't be fresh. It won't pop. It won't have vibrancy. You have to have metals in there. So when light hits it, any kind of light, the light inside your room, the light inside your car, the light inside a restaurant, wherever the light is, the light in the sky, it has to hit the metal. It has to reflect. And then you see it. That's why a brand new tattoo really pops. It really showcases. It really exhibits itself. The newer the tattoo, the better the display. And then over time, the tattoo fades. It could take years. It's very slow, but it fades. And as it's fading, the metals are leaving. That could be a good thing, right? The metals are leaving. But wait, they're not leaving. They're staying. They're just shifting their location. They're entering your bloodstream. They're entering your lymphatic system. They're entering both. And from there, they take a nice little trip into the liver. They stay in there as long as they can until they get overloaded and they leave the liver and they head to the brain. As these metals leave the derma and they leave your tattoo, it's the Wild West. Some of the metals may not even go to your liver. They'll just go straight to your brain. But they never, ever leave your bloodstream and leave your kidneys and leave you unless you're doing something proactive. We'll talk about that later. Having a tattoo and having that tattoo ink in the derma of your skin is different than drinking something. Like, so say you drink something that has toxic heavy metals in it, there might be a tiny percentage, a small portion of those metals that might leave your body through your urine. And the reason for that is because those metals were never in your body. They never had a long time to sit inside your body. They've never conformed. They've never changed. They've never altered while in your body. They're fresh. They're in the drink or something you're eating. They go in your body. It's brand new. Your body excretes some of it out. Keeps most of it, but still excretes some of it out. The metals in your tattoo ink, though, that's sitting in you for 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, has started to oxidize. It's not the same thing as it was when it went in you. For one, it has a different weight to it. For two, your body has identified it over the years, learned to live with it. Your body's not in a rush to eliminate it. It's not thinking it needs to. Your immune system has learned to coexist with it. It's not in a rush or any desire to eliminate it or get rid of it or help carry it out. Our immune systems are designed to gobble up fresh threats, fresh toxins, fresh metals, things that it sees as a threat. But the metals inside and the toxins inside the ink that's in your arm for a long time, our immune system has learned to cohabitate with it. As these oxidized metals leach out of your derma into your bloodstream, there isn't a bell whistling. There isn't a massive red flag. Your body's not alarmed. Your body has coexisted with it for a long time. There's no rush to push it out. There's no avenue to send it out. It's Wild West. It's free. It's clear. And it's heading where it wants to go. Another reason why your body's not in a rush to get rid of the toxic heavy metals from the tattoo ink that's leaching out of your derma into the bloodstream, and another reason why your immune system isn't in a rush either, is because it's been time released. Slow and steady, and that's how it goes. Every year, every day, every decade, little bit at a time. There's no alarm bells being rung. It's a little bit at a time coming out. And that's why the body is not in any emergency or rush to rid it. But as the years go by, the tattoo starts to fade. Maybe because you're thinking, well, that's what it's supposed to do, right? It's supposed to fade. It was done many years ago. You grow older. No, it's supposed to be just as shiny and nice as the day you got it. Because it's not supposed to have metal in there. It's supposed to have some new form of technology that they'll discover 30 years down the road, 50 years down the road, that never fades, that isn't a toxic heavy metal, something they'll create in a lab somewhere. But right now, it's the metals, and they fade because they leave, time released, they dissipate, they go away as the years go on, and you're left with a faded tattoo. And as the light from the sun, or light from the light in your room, or light from anywhere hits your arm, hits your leg, hits your back, hits your neck, it doesn't pop anymore. The metals are leaving. It doesn't reflect against the metal as much anymore. If you already have tattoos, you don't have to remove them. Instead, you can follow medical medium protocols to sop up and expel the metals as they're being time released out of your derma into your blood and lymph. This way, over time, the metals don't keep on building up inside your brain. If you're somebody that doesn't like their tattoo anymore and they want it gone, they want to remove it, I don't recommend that. Because the procedure could release more toxic heavy metals, more toxins into your blood and lymph, faster, heavier. I prefer just leaving them on people, keep them, don't worry about it, unless you really want them removed. And if you do, then really you should be following the heavy metal detox guidance, the medical medium books, Brain Saver. If anybody has a tattoo, remember, the metals slowly leach out of the derma into your system, your blood, your lymph, your brain, your liver, your spleen, your pancreas, your bones. So it's always best to do the right protocols. Hey, we got under this hot dog stand just in time. Yeah. All right. Just wait for the storm. It's lightning. Bad lightning. Yeah, the lightning's really bad. Oh, whoa. You see that guy down at the beach? Yeah, that guy's totally inked up. He's got ink from his head down to his toe. Man, he doesn't know it. But he's got to be careful because that's metal and that's lightning. Yeah. Yeah. Because the metal, it's industrialized. That's the kind of metal they put in us. It's different than the minerals and trace minerals that are in our body. Yeah. Oh, totally. He's like an iron rod right now for that lightning bolt. Yeah. Someone's got to tell him, but I don't know. Should we go out there? Let's go out there and tell him. Think the guy will get mad? I don't know. He might punch me out. I don't know. I'm going to head out there and tell him to get undercover. Okay. Something to understand that when we get tattoos, we're putting a lot of metal under our skin. This isn't metal like minerals, trace minerals from the plants we eat, from the food that we eat, from the water we drink. These are manufactured metals that are inside the tattoo inks. They're destabilized. They're industrialized. It's not like the plants we eat, the food we eat. It's not the same trace minerals inside our body. It's not the trace minerals that actually help us function. It's not the electrolytes that are in our bloodstream. When you're playing a game of golf and a thunderstorm comes and you see some lightning bolts in the distance, you're holding a golf club. You know you have to put it away and head back. It's not that you have to be afraid or scared of a lightning storm, thunderstorm, more so than anybody else, but it's something to keep in mind because the lightning tends to find metal. It looks for lamp posts. It looks for fence posts. It looks for metal objects. It looks for metal lawn chairs. It looks for metal gates. It looks for all kinds of different varieties of metal sticking out of the ground, and it looks for metal roofs. Lightning tends to search and seek. Just like someone doesn't want to go into a lightning storm wrapped in aluminum foil. You just don't want to do it. Someone doesn't want to go into a lightning storm holding a golf club in the air. It's not about having fear. It's not about being scared. It's just about being proactive and careful. Lightning storm coming your way. Thunder's going. You see lightning bolts. You got a ton of ink on you and in you. Just be careful. Try to get cover. Protect yourself. Be aware. Be smart about it. That's all. These are just some of the things to consider if you have tattoos or you plan on getting tattoos, or you have tattoos and you plan on getting more tattoos. I've been bringing awareness about metals being in tattoos for decades now. Here's a recent clip of a social media live stream I did in 2022, March 16th, where I talk about tattoo ink and metals inside of it.
So with brain fog, you can have metal sprinkled about. So you're wondering, like, where do I get mercury in all these metals? Like, where does it come from? Well, I notice a lot of people like tattoos these days. A lot of people like ink these days. And I'm not against getting ink at all. If you got ink, don't get it removed. You know, I mean, if you have ink, it's fine. It's fine. But what people don't realize is that's a huge one for toxic heavy metals. That's why the heavy metal detox cleanse is so important. That's why the heavy metal detox smoothie is so important. Because it's just that there's no heavy metal free ink. So when you get, when someone's like, hey, I know this great tattoo parlor. I know this great tattoo artist. They use cruelty free ink. They use animal cruelty free ink. It's vegan. It's vegan ink. It's filled with metal. You can't have it any other way. And I'll tell you why. When you get your ink, right? And I'll show you this right here. You see this rose? You can see this rose up close. The reason why you can see the rose on your arm when you get the ink, or you get on your, wherever you got your tattoo, maybe you just got an inscription. Maybe you just got some wise words, you know, like some wise words written across. Maybe you got, like, you know, the name of something written somewhere. Whatever it is that you choose to get. You see the rose? It pops when light hits it, right? When it's in your arm. And the only way that can happen is if that ink is filled with metal. That's the reflective nature of the ink. So what happens is when light goes into your derma, anything, light, any kind of light, not sunlight, any kind of light goes through your derma, it hits the ink and it reflects back out. That's how you get that pop. So when you walk out of a tattoo parlor and the dude there or whoever gave you a tattoo, they said it was animal cruelty free ink. Maybe it was animal cruelty free ink, but it's not heavy metal free ink because the metals make it so you can see it. And so here's how it works. As the metals go into your bloodstream every day from there on out, and they go to your brain over time. As the metals travel into your bloodstream and get to your brain over time, okay, your tattoo fades. It's not fading because you're getting older. It's not fading because you've had the tattoo for 10 years or 15 years, 20 years. It's fading because all the metal is slowly leaving through your derma, passed through your derma into your bloodstream and ends up in your liver and ends up in your brain. That's where it's going, right? And it's not about getting them removed. It's about just being proactive and catching the metals as they're leaving. I always tell people who are inked up, heavy metal detox smoothie for life, man. Heavy metal detox smoothie for life. Because what you're going to do is you're going to be catching the metals as they're going to the brain. You're going to be catching them.
Lately, I've been feeling subdued. I'm in a strange mood. I think I want a tattoo. Do I want color? I'm feeling kind of blue. What about red? Orange? Green can be true. Life has been kind of hard. I'm gonna head down to Hollywood Boulevard, get myself some ink, regardless of who is in my life. That raises a stink. It's my identity now. I want ink because it's good and don't hold back. Give me plenty. Doesn't matter what everyone says, that I'm gonna be bored of what I got long before I'm dead. I want it now. Doesn't matter which parlor and how. Give me some bacitracin. Let it heal fast. I'm off to the races. The tattoo exhibit is around the corner. So others can Google and oogle and stare at my faces. All of this can be fine and dandy as long as I'm mindful, proactive, and I'm doing my heavy metal detox because it's handy.
Original published medical medium information gets stolen and poached by podcast doctors, social media doctors, influencers, and medical clinics. Medical medium information has never yet been proven wrong by medical science and research. Instead, the opposite, only proven right and then taken from medical medium published material and used in the conventional and alternative health communities. Medical medium information continually sets the stage for medical science to understand chronic illness better. If you choose to share or use the original, unique content from the medical medium podcast, books, or medical medium social media, please cite where this information comes from, so others who see and learn of this information have a chance to know where it all originates, to give them an opportunity to heal, so they don't end up losing years of their life searching for answers like so many have before them. The medical medium information here on this podcast doesn't come from broken science, interest groups, medical funding with strings attached, botched research, lobbyists, internal kickbacks, persuaded belief systems, private panels of influencers, health field payoffs, trendy traps, or gathered bits and pieces of gimmicky confusion. Because chronic illness is exploding like never before in our modern day history, it takes a greater force than us down here. It takes a helping hand from above. Medical medium information has street cred. It's an organic movement of countless people around the world healing. More healing stories of real people not being paid to tell their life-changing experiences of rising out of the ashes of sickness and entering into the light of full recovery, getting their lives back and finally healing when nothing else in the world of health could move the needle and get them better. The information on this podcast is not man-made. It comes from above, from a higher source. Whatever you believe in, whether God, the universe, the light, or the creator, or if you believe in nothing at all, that we're just floating through space together on this rock. Know that the information you hear on this podcast is separate from all the other noise out there. It comes from a different place, a pure, untampered with, advanced, clean, uncorrupted, original, primary source, a higher source, spirit of compassion.